Wireframing is becoming an increasingly important part of our process here at Headscape. It helps to focus clients on information hierarchy and content rather than just getting tied up in aesthetics. You know, I don't like the blue, I like the blue, that kind of thing. So it's really valuable, but it's taken us a long time to find a tool that has really sat well with us as a way of quickly producing wireframes. We've tried all kinds of things. We've hand-drawn wireframes. We've used HTML to produce them. We've used Photoshop to produce them. And each of those different approaches have had various benefits and drawbacks. So, for example, hand-drawing them is really quick, but it doesn't look particularly professional. And on top of which, it's really hard to redraw hand-drawn stuff if you want to just move something around. You have to redraw the whole thing again. But on the other hand, something like Photoshop or building it in HTML is much more time-consuming and can often be mistaken by clients for a finished design rather than just a wireframe. They can get confused by it. After a long time of trying various tools, we settled on Balsamiq, which you've probably heard me mention before. Balsamiq is a great tool because it looks like a hand-drawn, slightly neater than hand-drawn actually, wireframe, but also allows you to quickly and easily move things around and edit things and adapt things. It's really nice, really easy to work with. The only thing that I don't like about Balsamiq is that you can export it as HTML. You end up with a proprietary format that you can export as a PNG, but you can't click around unless you use their proprietary format. So it means you can't send it to a client and say, hey, try clicking around this. Until now, there is a new product that goes alongside Balsamiq called NapKey, NapKey. And NapKey is really nice because it allows you in three clicks or so, or a few clicks, to basically export your Balsamiq mockups as HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Not only does it export them, it also is quite clever. So in Balsamiq, it's got things like tabs, and it's got stuff like drop-downs and that kind of thing. Well, what NapKey will do is actually turn those into working elements. You really can tab between the different tabs, etc., etc. So it's actually making some of those elements dynamic using JavaScript. So check it out at napkey.com. And if you haven't used Balsamiq before, you'll want to check that out as well. But I think my lesson here is find a tool that makes it quick and easy for you to produce wireframes and integrate them into your process, because they can be used for usability testing. They can be used for explaining to your client what you're going to do, and also are brilliant for internal communication as well.